World Sport from the BBC with Mini Shatlada. Coming up, Jose Mourinho will be back in Milan in the Champions League with his new club, Real Madrid. Liverpool and Manchester City reached the Europa League group stage, but Aston Villa are out. And the new 800 metres world record holder, David Rudisha, returns to the track later at the Diamond League meeting in Brussels. The draw's been made for one of Europe's most prestigious and lucrative competitions, football's European Champions League. The cup holders, Inter Milan, will face opposition from Germany, England and the Netherlands, while Jose Mourinho will be back in Milan with his new club, Real Madrid. With more details from Monaco, the BBC's Nigel Adley.
Jose Mourinho is never far from the spotlight, and after managing Inter Milan to the title last season, his new club Real Madrid must face the other Milanese giants AC and Ajax in the group phase. The three clubs have 20 European Cups between them. Inter, now coached by Rafa Benitez, are in a tough group which contains Werder Bremen, third in last year's Bundesliga, Dutch champions FC Twente and Tottenham, the English club to gatecrash the Premier League's traditional Big Four. Barcelona may regard Russian champions Rubin Kazan a threat, following their shock win at the Nou Camp in last year's competition, while the sight of Manchester United and Rangers meeting in an all-British tie on match day one also catches the eye. Their group also includes Valencia and Turkish newcomers Bursaspor. Bayern Munich meet Roma in their opening match, while Israel's Hapoel Tel Aviv have a daunting venue for their debut, Benfica's Estadio de Luz.
One of the most fiercely contested groups is likely to be Group G, which brings together AC Milan, Real Madrid and Ajax and the French side Auxerre. But rather than look upon it as a group of death, AC Milan sporting director Umberto Gandini prefers to see it as something different.
It's a group of champions. There are 20 Champions Cup won among three teams out of four in this group, and therefore it's a great challenge. I think that for those who love football and international football especially, it's a great group. It's difficult, like probably most of the groups at this level. When you go into a draw with eight possibilities, you know, you can be lucky or not lucky. But then at the end of the day, what it counts when it comes December, which is your position in the group. And we definitely aim to be number one or number two.
Well, the draw for the Europa League group phase will be made later on Friday. On Thursday night, Liverpool ensured their name would be in the hat after a victory over Trabzonspor in their playoff second leg. Liverpool won 2-1 on the night, 3-2 on aggregate, and it was watched by the BBC's Conor McNamara.
By guiding Liverpool to the group stages of the Europa League, Roy Hodgson has become the first Anfield manager since Bill Shankly to win his first four European games. Liverpool won in Turkey despite going a goal down after just 4 minutes and having travelled without Steven Gerrard, Fernando Torres and of course Javier Mascherano, who remains on the shopping list of both Barcelona and Inter Milan. Hodgson confirmed to me that Inter had submitted a bid for the Argentinian by fax, but the amount was so far below Liverpool's value of the player that Hodgson described it as a joke fax. Better news for the club is that Dirk Kuyt has confirmed he is staying.
Well, let's hear from Dirk Kuyt. Here's why he's decided to commit his future to Liverpool.
It's very satisfying that important people from the club and the manager as well are saying that I'm, you know, a key player for the team, that I'm very important and that I'm not for sale. That makes me proud and that makes me believe that I can do many good things here in the future.
Manchester City eased into the group phase with a 2-0 win over Timișoara to go through 3-0 on aggregate. Goals from Sean Wright Phillips and Dedric Boyata, his first for the club, secured a comfortable win over the Romanians. With such a big squad to choose from, City's manager Roberto Mancini was able to make seven changes to the side that defeated Liverpool 3-0 on Monday night. And Mancini says the chance to rotate his squad is vital to his team's success.
I think that Europa League is difficult because you play Thursday. You don't have many times to recover for the Premier League. But I played Europa League with Lazio, and if you are able to change often players, I think that you can play until the end.
Well, Aston Villa won't be joining fellow Premier League sides Manchester City and Liverpool in the Europa League group stage after they suffered a shock exit from the competition. They lost their playoff second leg to Rapid Vienna, going down 3-2 on the night, 4-3 on aggregate. After their season opening win, it's been a troubled couple of weeks for the team, as the BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball reports.
The optimism that washed around Villa Park on the opening day of the season has quickly evaporated, and it just proves that Martin O'Neill's sudden departure has left them in a real fix. Kevin McDonald can't be blamed for his players' mistakes last night, but the last two results may have given Randy Lerner and his board pause for thought about offering him the job full-time, a job he's openly said he's not convinced he wants anyway, but who else can they turn to? Missing out on the group stages again is a real blow for a club which has made massive strides in the last few years. They'll want to ensure that it's a setback, not the start of a downward slide.
So, mixed results for the three Premier League teams involved in the Europa League playoffs. And as Aaron Armstrong reports, they won't be the only big names missing when the draw takes place.
Celtic's unenviable away record in Europe's cost them once again. Leading 2-0 from the first leg, the Scottish side were hammered 4-0 by Utrecht and have now won only once in 28 games on the road. Neither of the two big Turkish rivals have made it through either. Galatasaray losing to Karpaty Elviva of Ukraine and Fenerbahce to Saloniki of Greece. But several former European champions have progressed. Juventus and Borussia Dortmund eased through. PSV Eindhoven overturned a 1-0 deficit to Sibir Novosibirsk of Russia to win 5-1 on aggregate. Porto scored four on the night, including a hat-trick from the Brazilian Hulk to defeat Racing Genk 7-2 over both legs. Villarreal, Alkmaar and Sporting Lisbon are among the other playoff winners, joining holders Atletico Madrid and CSKA Moscow, along with the 10 losing teams from the Champions League playoffs in Friday's draw, which takes place in Monaco.
Now, cricket in England will resume on 39 for 1 on the second day of the rain-hit fourth and final test at Lord's against Pakistan. Barely 12 overs were possible on the opening day because of the rain. After putting England into bat, Pakistan did make an early breakthrough with the wicket of Andrew Strauss, bowled by Mohammad Asif for 13. England lead the series 2-1. In golf, Tiger Woods, appearing for the first time since his divorce, played his best round of the year at the Barclays in New Jersey, shooting a 6-under par 65. He shares the clubhouse lead with Vaughan Taylor. Phil Mickelson, who has yet another chance to overtake Woods as world number one, is 7 shots behind the leaders after a disappointing 1-over par 72. To athletics, and Tyson Gay runs the 100 metres in Brussels later on Friday, and as the inaugural Diamond League season reaches its conclusion, both 800 metre races will also attract plenty of interest. From Belgium, Ed Harry looks ahead.
Tyson Gay was supposed to race Usain Bolt and Asafa Powell here in one of the big name showdowns the new Diamond League was created to deliver. Injuries, though, to the two Jamaicans illustrate how perilous it can be to promise months in advance that particular athletes will line up alongside one another. But Gay, described by the meeting director here as his one remaining musketeer, is still chasing a personal best. Belatedly, at the 14th and last Diamond League meet, 800-metre world champion Caster Semenya returns to elite-level competition. It's race number 4 of the teenager's comeback after 11 months of debate surrounding her gender. While in the men's 800, after breaking Wilson Kipketer's 13-year-old world record on Sunday, David Rudisha takes on probably the only man who can live with the Kenyan's pace, Abubakar Kaki of Sudan.
In tennis, the world number one Rafa Nadal will begin his quest for the US Open title against Russia's Teimouraz Gabashvili. The 5-time champion and second seed Roger Federer will meet Argentina's Brian Dable in the first round. Kim Clijsters begins the defence of her title against Hungary's Greta Arn. The world number one Serena Williams is out injured. Before we go, our main story again. There are some intriguing matchups in the draw for the group phase of football's European Champions League. The holders, Inter Milan, are in a group featuring newcomers Tottenham. Jose Mourinho, Inter's former manager, will take his new club Real Madrid back to the San Siro to face AC Milan. Stay with us, if you can, for further sports updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.